Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today I'd like to learn in Mitzvah Shem together the first of the kashas of the Heilige Kavod Kashiyasa of Yovi Yoshua Weingarten, the Kinsker Rav. He's also a huge chassid, Poilish chassid of Ger Sachachov. And he presented 103 really, really stark kashas in his Chelkas Yoav, called the Kavod Kashiyasa. Kavod is an amount. Gematria 103 kashas. And the many Gedolei Yisrael since his time have attempted to answer the kashas. He himself had numerous answers for the kashas. And we're not going to go through all the terutzim. Rabbi Mandelbaum, in his edition, has many, many different Gedolim who he asked what their terutzim were. We're going to see a little bit on the sugya. Kushi Aleph, Koshali, the Behodis Sanhedrin, Rebobber Machteris, Beshabbos, Venofel, Lov Gal, this year should be a schus for Hershionison, Reb Hershionison, Ben Reb Mordechai Ephraim, and Reb Moshiyita Ben Peshadina, they should bracha bracha batzlacha b'chom ha'seyideim. It says in Sanhedrin, Ein Bez Amid Bez, if somebody's Bobber Machteris, Beshabbos, Venofel, Lov Gal, and an avalanche of rocks falls on top of him, the Main Lo Domein, Fakhan Olof, he's above a machteris, and you're not mechal Shabbos to remove the rocks. Ain lo damim. It's brought in the Magen Avraham lahalacha shin chav tesiv katan dalid v'tamuali alom mekevin shin afal avagal shuv lo yarog. The whole word of the Baba machteris that ain lo damim, you can kill him, is because he's a roy dave. But this person shin afal avagal, now that the rocks are on top of him, he's not going to kill anybody. Vein alav old shem rodev klal. He no longer has a shem rodev. V'im kenaf shem ekodim rasha mikom mekom motin mechal shabbos al rasha. So before he was a rasha, he now mechal shabbos to save a rasha. V'avik moshi yatsim mechteres v'achkach novel lov gal duvadim v'fakchin. Will that be like somebody who left the mechteres and then the gal fell on top of him, then the avalanche of rocks fell on top of him after he left the mechteres? He's certainly removing the rocks and our mechal shabbos to save him. How come if he's still Baba Machteris you're not saving him? He loses his shame role day. If he's under the rocks, what can he do now? So since we're Mesupik, maybe he's not alive anymore, like the Nekudas HaKesef writes. And since the Magen Avraham says in Shin Lamed Tziv Katan Tes Vav that if he has no Cheskes Chai, you're not Mechala Al Sofik, Memeilo Hachinam Mechteres like a Cheskes Chai, Kevin the Kodin Nefilos Hagala V'Gavik Tilem Koich Roy Dev. So, it's Mesupik if he's alive now, and he loses his Cheskes, he lost his Cheskes Chai because he's called a Gavik Tilem, he's called a dead man, Al Tzdin Rodev. So since he's called a dead man beforehand because he's a Din Rodev, and now he no longer has a Cheskes Chai, he might have already died, so he's previously a dead man, halachically, who already died. And Mimela, you're not Mechal Shabbos, because if somebody doesn't have a Cheskes Chai, you're not Mechal Al Sufik. And he lost his Cheskes Chai. And since he's now Begeder Sufik, whether or not he's alive, and he lost his Cheskes Chai because he was a Gavr Ketila. So therefore, you don't save him. And so says the Cheskes Chalkas Yoav, no, it's the Gaitnish, Avozeino. Chad, the Pasha Shas Sanhedrin Mashma, the Apivadei Chai, Ein Mefakhin. First of all, it's Mashma that even if he's definitely alive, you're not Mefakech. So to say it's because he's only Suffolk alive doesn't help us. And even if he is a Suffolk, it also doesn't work. Because Gam Gufadin Shalom Magen Avram Lo Kaim Lo Kedem Bucha B'Shas Yom Adaf Safik Akum Safik Yisrael Mefakchin. Even if he's just a Safik, you're still Mefakech. You're still Mefakech. So don't say that if he has no Cheskes Chai, Ein Mechal An Ala Safik. It's not true. You are Mechal Ala Safik. So either his teretz isn't good because he's vadai, even if he was vadai chai, you're not mefakech, and we wanted to say that he's only a suffik, and that's why you're not mefakech. We see from the Mashmah the Gemara, even if he was vadecha, you're not mefakech alav sagal. You're not removing the rocks. And even if you say he's a suffik, it's also not true. You're mechal Shabbos for a suffik. And you also can't be matari to the chalkos you have based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ayin gimel amud aleph. Dikar achiv shanu chayv lehatzel nefesh mishal nafik mikra devash yevosu lo lorab sevedas gufoi. Vim ken kamo abvedu bidas en kan chiyu vashava achinam bevedas gufo. So the whole vort of saving someone's life is from Vashevosolo, which we include saving his body, Shabbos Aveda, but just like Aveda Midas, there's no Chiyuv Hashava, so to Aveda's Gufo. He wantonly, willingly, was mafkir himself Lamisa, you don't have to save him. Just like if you willingly lose an object, you don't have to return the object, so to his body, which you're Chayim Mitzin at Shabbos Aveda, Mitzad Shabbos Aveda, you also don't have to return. Also not good. The Aveda's Gufa lo shaykh Aveda Midas. Aveda's Gufa, there's no such thing as Aveda Midas, that you don't return it to him. Because Nafsha Shalada Mein Roshalo Raknui lo Shamayim. And he brings a makor for this in Nazir, Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. Ein Shuvus HaRamba Arim Choshes Mishpat Simen Aleph. Od. The Harei Yesh Gam Ken Kord lo Samar Adam Reyecha. First of all, person, his nefesh is in his kenyan, he has no right to give himself up. And also we have another pasuk of lo Samar Adam Reyecha besides Vashivo Salo. V'divrei Agamar Sanhedrin anal tzarchli rav v'havineni time v'sher sheshes case tzarchi, and I need to understand this Rav Sheshes, and for right now it requires further research. Ad kan kushes achelkas Yoav. Since summarize the kasha, how come you're not mefakech alav esagal to save somebody who's baba machteres, even though he no longer is a din rodef? So why not save his life? Much has been written in order to resolve this kasha of the Chelkos Yoav. And we are going to go to the Teretz of Hagoyin Hagodol, Moireinu V'Rabbeinu, Reb Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal, who is the author of the Horus Nosson, Nosson Pirio, author of approximately 69 Sfarim, one of my favorite Mechabrim of this door. And he writes, cited in the Kavet Kashyaisa, page Nun, as follows. The Meiri was already omed on this kasha, and he writes, Yirali shezesh amarnu alav, shein mefakhin lav sagal, perisha besafik chai safik meis, avalim vadecha armani shein mefakhin, this whole vort, that you're not mefakech the gal, is only if a person is safik chai safik meis. But if it's a vadecha, I say that you are mefakech, why shereach shevein oroidev, shereze karoidev achar chaver, vatsilu bechad mevorav shein lood lahargoi, it's like somebody who's running after his friend, and his friend was able to shoot him in the leg. And now he's no longer a threat, and therefore it's forbidden to kill him. And this is like killing him actively. By not being mefakech the gal. O shema, kevan sheish loymar olav shumishtadil ba'atzmo bepikuchoi, V'liboy al gnevosoy ein mefakhin. And then he says, maybe, since he's trying very hard to be mefakech the gal himself, and he's thinking about his gneva, you're not mefakech. In other words, even if you say that we're talking about avadai chai, you still don't touch it, because libo al genevoso. It seems that the Meiri is saying that he's still holding by this geneva. So the second you remove the gal, he's going to be a roidef again. He was a roidef a minute ago before the gal fell on him, and now he's going to be a roidef again. So you don't help him. He's a future roidef. Future roidef is also a roidef. I wanted to suggest from here possibly that the question that's raging now in Eretz Yisrael about what to do when you catch a terrorist after he attempts an attack, some people say to take care of him, liquidate him. Other people say, no, it's immoral. We're not like that. The Arabs, the Palestinians might do mean things, cruel things, but we're not like that. We're humane. So, yesh armin b'chov, yesh armin b'chov. So this is obviously a shaila for Gedolei Yisrael to decide. But you see from here that if somebody from the Erie, that if somebody is going to be a rodef in the future, don't help him now. And this terrorist is vadei going to be a rodef in the future. Al kol panim, those are the two suggestions of the Erie. Number one, we're talking about a suffik chai. And number two, it seems he's saying a future rodef. And in the Ha'ara on the Meiri, the Magia asks, "Do alachem ruvachas the gam suffik bikoch nefesh deicha Shabbos?" What do you mean that you're not deicha Shabbos from? Because he's only suffik chai, suffik meis. But even suffik bikoch nefesh is deicha Shabbos. And in the Sefer Shiari Knesset HaGedola, he was already preceded the Magi on the Meiri with this very kasha. What are you talking about? Safik chai, safik meisavadi fakecha usagal. Therefore, he says that the second lashon of the Meiri is the Iker. Dafilu bevadai chai in mefakhan alav usagal. So to be miyashiv the kasha of the Meiri and the Chalkos Yoyev, we can answer as follows. That Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, we learn in Yuma, because it says, V'chai ben b'loshi yamus b'hem, Rashi says, Asher yasa adam ha-mitzvahs she'yichya b'hem v'adai, v'loshi yavu b'asiyos l'idei sofik misa. You have to do the mitzvahs that you should definitely live, and not that you might come to misa. So therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, mitzvahs are to live, and not to die. And according to this, that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos is only that a living person shouldn't die. But pikuach nefesh is not in order to be mechaye a dead person. So we're talking about v'chai b'hem, asher yas adam ha-mitzvah she'yichya b'hem v'adai. We're talking about a person doing mitzvahs, a living person should do mitzvahs to live and not to come to safik miso. So we're talking about a living person, but not an already dead person. Aval ein pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos kdei lahachias es hameis. You're not deicha pikuach nefesh if you can mach depes hatchias hameisim. Now, according to this, we can ask that if somebody has a gal falling on top of him, why are you mefakech alav b'Shabbos? Not talking about a baba machter, a stama person. Nafal of Gal, you are mefakech. Why? If you're not mefakech, he's going to die, and therefore his death is not mechusar maise. He's automatically going to die, and therefore his din is like a mace. We see this from a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in Yerideh, Simon Reish Nun Vav, that the whole machlok is Tanayim Bava Kama 76b. If kola omeid lizrok kizaruk dami, is only if it's mechusar maise. That you consider the future as if it's already in the present is only if it's lacking a maisa. But if, for example, you have a treifa she'asida li'taref, that there's not mechus v'shum maisa, there the din is that it already happened. Ayin sham in the chasam sofer. So everybody agrees that if something is automatically going to happen, we say ki'ilu it already happened. Abazai, if somebody had a gal fall on top of him, that his misa is not mechusaris maisa. Going to happen automatically. So let's say he has a din of a mace, that since it's already kola omeid ki iluk farnasa, kola omeid kizari kizarik dami. This is seen many times in Shas. Look in the Midas Lecheker Halacha, where Amiel discusses this beautifully. Stam, it's a good day to always to look in the Midas Lecheker Halacha, so many shiny zachendart. Kolpanim, since it's not mechusar maisa that he's going to die, it's going to happen automatically. Let's say dino kemeis. So why you mefakech the gal to be mechayim? Because we are not mechal Shabbos to be mechay the meisim, and this person already is a din meis. So we have to say that that's what we learn from v'chay b'hem. that a person who's alive and he has a siba that's going to cause him to die, and you can remove this siba, you can remove this cause, and you can bring him back to life, even though he has a din meis, nevertheless, since you could be machzer him to a matzav of chiyus, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Since before he had this sibas misa, he had a din of a chai. So now we're saying that a person who is going to die, and you can remove this siba that's gonna cause him to die and return him to life, even though now he may have a din of a dead person, but nevertheless, since he's not actively dead yet, and he had a din of a chai beforehand. In other words, before this sibas misa, he had a din of a chai, so therefore you remove the sibas misa. So he might have a din of a dead person, but if you could remove the siba that's going to cause him to actually be a dead person, you have to do that. She says, misa. You remove any safek misa, and certainly a vaday misa, even if it's going to happen, even if it's mechusar maisa, it's going to happen automatically, because you have to do everything you can to keep this person alive, to remove this sibas hamisa. And if so, this makes sense for a person who's alive and a mapolis fell on top of him, this avalanche of racks fell on top of him, because even though now he's a din of a mace, nevertheless you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to be machzir his chiyus that he had beforehand, before he had a din of a mace. So he's not dead before. There's just the siba that's going to cause him to be dead, so you're allowed to remove the siba. But Baba Machteres, who has a din of a mace, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, that he's a gavrik tila, and therefore you can kill him without asra, he's a dead man alachagli. So it emerges then that b'shash and asadino kemes, that from the moment he had a din of a mace through this gal that fell on top of him, he already had a din of a mace before. And who are we saying you have to save? Somebody had a din of a chai, and then there's a certain siba, and by removing that siba you can bring him back to life. B'vakasha, that you can do. But somebody who's already dead, and then they have a siba that's going to make him vayter dead, completely dead, for such a person you're not mechal Shabbos, because from v'chaibem you learn that you're allowed to be mesalek the siba samisa from somebody who is alive before this siba came. You have Moishi's alive, and then you have a siba samisa, you're allowed to remove this siba, even though it's not, it's mechus or maisa, it's going to happen automatically, you're allowed to remove this siba samisa. But if Moishi's already dead and then you have a siba samisa that's going to come and kill him for once and for all, so for that, such a person, you're not Mechal Shabbos. And this guy was already a Gavrik Tila. And now that the gal fell on top of him, so you don't touch him, because you're not removing just the Sibas Hamisa of a Chai, you're removing the Sibas Hamisa of a Meis. So now that we've gotten to this point in our analysis, we could be Meyashev, the Meiri, who's Mechalik between Safik Chai, that you're not Matzil, if he's Baba Machteres, and a Vadei Chai, that you are Matzil. I ordered the Kashi of the Sherekines Sagadola, that Safik Pikoch Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. So we can say that Pikoch Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, only in order to save a living person, and not to be Mechaya Meis. So it's mashma the opposite, and Tosis and Bav Metzia, Kuf Yadalad Amid Beis, very famous, Dibur Maschel Amarlei, that they asked, how did Eliyahu bring the son of the Almana back to life? Since he's a Kohen, how is he allowed to become Tameh? And for Tosis, She'abar lo she'yichayehu, l'kacha yamutar mishim pikuach nefesh, it was clear that he would be Mechayehem, and therefore is mutter al pikuach nefesh. And from this, the Tvu Ashur and Sefer B'chor Shur Erech and Zayin Amar Aleph proves that even to be Mechaya Ameis, it's Mutul Chal Shabbos, because by Eliyahu the child was already dead, and because of Bikuach Nefesh he was allowed to become Tamei, so he was allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to be Mechai, a dead person on Shabbos. But according to this, we have to understand the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Shehaya Baru Lo Sheyichayeyu. What do you mean, Baru Lo Sheyichayeyu? Even if it was only Safek, it would be Mutter to become Tamei. Because even Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Doichei Surim. Why Baru Lo Sheyichayeyu? And the Heilig and Netzivin is Hamek Sheila. Parshas the Zayis HaBracha, Shelta Kuf Samach Zayin, Tiv Kot Nyid Zayin, is Omer on this Nekuda. And he writes that that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even to be Mechai Yameis, we don't learn from Mechai Behem. Because this pasuk is mashma, that you're only, that you're allowed to save a living person, that he shouldn't die. Mechai Behem, you should keep living. Like we learned in Rashi before. That a person should be do mitzvahs, that he should live bevadai, and not that he should come to a Safik Misa. We're talking about a living person doing mitzvahs. But if he's dead, ain't al maladaber. Rather, we learn it from a Gemara in Yuma that you're mechaya ames, you're mechal shamsi mechaya ames. There it says v'shamri v'nei yisruel as hashabos, amar tol chal al shabbos achaz kedei sheyishmor shabbos es harbe. The Torah says to be mechala one Shabbos. In order to be shomer many Shabbosis, and therefore even to be mechayy the meis is mutter ayidei chil Shabbos, because this way he's going to keep many Shabbosis. However, this is only talking about where you know he's going to keep many Shabbosis, but the suffix it's not doche Shabbos, and therefore Tosfos is medayik sheyabar l'aliyoshi yichayeyu, because if not, that it was, it would be barulo, that he'd be able to bring him back to life and he'd be able to keep many Shabbosis. Rather, it would just be a suffix, would be us for him to become Tamei, to be Mechai the Meis. So to be Mechai the Meis is only if it's Vaday. And therefore, it had to be Barula. Only to be Mechai Achai, you're even doing it mitoch suffix. So when we know the cloud that Pikuch Nefesh is Echa Shabbos, even in Makom suffix, that's because we learn from Vechai Behem. However, when it comes to a suffix, you're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to be Matzil L'chai, not to be Mechai the Meis. So Kumto says, when it comes to a living person, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even mitoch suffix. When it comes to a dead person, you're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, mitad limit of be Mechal one Shabbos, is Mechai many, only if it's a Vadai, you can Vadai save him, and will Vadai keep the Shabbosos. So now, we have a Teretz, the Tamiya we had in the Meiri, who was Mechalik between Vadei Chai L'Safik Chai. It was Mechalik between somebody who's definitely alive that you save and Safik you don't. Because we said that Hatzelas Abba Mechteres is like Hatzelas HaMeis Sheyichye. And in order to be Mechai the Meis, that's Doicha Shabbos, we learn from the Pasuk of Hashem Renei Sol Shabbos. Remember, now we're talking to a different parasha. It's not the parasha of V'chai Behem Belo Sheyomus Behem. Because that doesn't work for us here. Because this person's dead. And since this person's dead, he can't be Mechal Shabbos to save him. You can't be Mechal Shabbos to save this dead person. Why not? Because we only know that you're from the pasuk of V'chai Behem, it's only talking about living people. And this person is a dead person. This person is a gavra ketila, and now he has the sibas hamisa. So you're not saving this gavra ketila, this dead man, from this final misa, mitzad the pasuk of V'chai Behem. Because V'chai Behem is only talking about living people, like the Netziv said. So in order to be Mechal Shabbos for him, you need to come on to the other Pasuk, be Mechal Shabbos, he's keeping many Shabbos. But from there we only learn that Vadei Pikuch Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. So that's only if he's Vadei Chai, but not Safek Chai. Even though normally Safek Pikuch Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, that's when he's Chai Meikara. But here he's not Chai Meikara. But to be Mechai the Meis, you're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if you have Hatzel of Adois. Also Shapir Heitev Divrei Amiri. So again, the Meiri was Mechalik between a Safek Chai and a Vadei Chai. A Vadei Chai, you are Mechal, and a Safek Chai, you're not. And we said, hey, Safek Kuch Nefes Doche Shabbos. The answer is Safek Kuch Nefes is only Doche Shabbos for dealing with a living person. But not if we're dealing with a dead person. And here we're talking about a Gavra Ketila, a person who has a Din Mavis. And Mamela, when the Gal falls on top of him, so you're now allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him his Safek. Because you're only Mechal Shabbos on a Safek for a living person, not for a dead person. The only option you have is to come onto the Pasuk of Mechal Shabbos in order that he should keep many Shabbos. So that's Gevaldik, but it only works if he's going to be a Vadei Chai, not if he's going to be a Safek Chai. So therefore the Miri says, only in a Vadei Chai or Mechal Shabbos and not a Safek Chai. Now the yisod of the Chalkus Yoav to be Mataritz's Kasha that he didn't accept in the end, that it's because of Shevosolo, the Rabbis Avedas Gufo, and therefore Aveda Midas is no Chiyav Hashava, and there also somebody's Mafkir, his life is no Chiyav Hashava, tries to prove it from the Gemara Nazir. So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger famously in the Chalkus Mishlom and Arachayim Simin Shin Choftes is Mitzadeh, that if a person brings himself to Sakana through Pshir, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Just like an essay that comes through Pshia is not Deich Halos essay. So to somebody through Pshia wants to endanger his life, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Many people argue with this Chachma Shlomo. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Lamed Aleph in the Shaar Tzion Osi Tzayin says if you circumcise in Shabbos and you don't have ground herbs, even though you're going to do an Isser, you're still allowed to do it to be Mechal Shabbos, because now it's Pikuch Nefesh for the baby. But if you hold like the Chachma Shlomo, since the Sakana came through Pshia, that you didn't prepare it before, and you're still circumcised, it's not Deich HaShabbos. However, that's a very sure to say that what the Shaar Tzion says. Because there, everybody holds your Mechal Shabbos. Because you're not Mechal Shabbos to save someone's Pshia, to save them. If they did something b'pshia, then you're not Mechal Shabbos to Chachma Shlomo to save them, the person. But here we're dealing with the baby. The baby didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to save the baby because the moil is pshia. Pashut that I'm going to save the baby. Shuvah the base Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shemelkas Yaradech Elik Beisim in Sadi Aleph. That even if you hold and Mesu Echov Machmas Mila, you're allowed to be Machmir and do the circumcision. That's only yourself to be machmir, but not on your kid, and how to endanger his life. So when it comes to other people's lives, we're much more strict. And not that the Chalkus Yoav said that Baveda's Gufo, it's not Shaykh Aveda Midas. He answers, he says, don't tell me it's Aveda Midas, and therefore you don't save him. Because Nafsha Shalod Amein or Shalod, and there's also a Samar Al Damreyecha here. So then Sefer Menchas Chinuch and the Koimetz HaMincha Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin, he writes Bemes that if a person commits suicide, there's no Vayashev Oso, and there's also no Losamad Al Damreyecha in Sham, but Tvar of Tumu Emeot, because Tvadai Nafshe Shalad Amein Oshalo Elo Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the Radbaz writes in his parish in the Rambam, the 18th paragraph of Sanhedrin Alach Avav, why you're not Memes Al Pio Dots Pibu Fisha'ena, why a person can't incriminate himself and obligate himself in Misa. You belong to God. And it says in Ezekiel chapter 18. You can't admit and cause yourself to be killed. Kainza, we find in the Rambam in the first paragraph, it says, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, also lahakos is chavero filinosin la rishus la koisei, kein la dem rishus hagufoi klal la koisei lo levash. It's not your body. It's not your body. All the women who are people who are in favor of pro-choice, pro-abortion, that's because they're assuming it's her body. She can do what she wants with her body. It's not her body. Sorry. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very famous article of the Heilig Gagayin, Rav Shlomo Zevin, it's on the Lora Halacha. And Shylock, Mishpat Shylock Bahalacha, about selling a pound of your flesh, if you're allowed to do that. And he quotes these sources, he discusses this inyan. Chovo Batsmo. And finally, he brings from the Gemara Nazir, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, the Nafsha Shalad Amen Shalorah Knui L'Shamayim. If you look there, you'll see that Adarab, Eretz Mavur, the Nafsha Shal Ben Choron is Knui Yala. It's not a Kasha on our Yisod, because there we're talking about Din Maman, that he's not Meshibad La'Cherim. To go and then kill yourself, that nobody has the right to do. And Takin the Chalkas Yoav and Krach Beis. And Simon Peches and the Chuvis that was republished. He writes there that the Mechaber writes that it was a Tov Sofrim. It was a mistake. On Kopanim, we have some new insights, and I mentioned before the terrorist question of what to do, so it's also important to note very enlightening. An interesting simon in the Sefer Big Fat Son of Rav Shechter in Simon Lamed Beis, where he talks about how Medinas Yisrael Bizman Hazeh is in a state of war. Since the birth of the state, the Arabs never admitted it's ours. So this is a Shas Milchama. And a Shas Milchama, all the normal rules of life are relaxed. Normally, you have to be more careful about Bikoch Nefesh. But when it comes to war, you don't go out to war and decide each time is you're going to kill this soldier from the other army or not. War is war. It's either kill or be killed. So, Mela, if we're in a stage of war and you catch a terrorist, so it would seem, according to that you sowed, that you would definitely not allow him to remain alive. Obviously, this is a shayla again for Gedolei Yisrael, not for me. Just talking and learning. And they had a whole. He tells a story there, very interesting, about how they wanted to. When Futner was on the airplane, and they wanted to give loads of money to the enemy to redeem him. But since they were at war, you don't give the enemy money. You don't pay off the enemy. It's not a regular case of pidyon shvuyim. So therefore, that wasn't a solution. Baruch Hashem, in the end, Futner was released, and we should all be zochem mitz Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.